Hey, everybody, this is Michael J. They call me Mickey Anthony from Kansas City, and we have with us also...
Certification. Hey, how you doing?
Certification. Okay.
Oh, wow.
We got an international lunch basket. We
became
an international lunch basket. You get back.
Yes.
From the Bahamas.
Yes.
And what was that experience like? Tell our listeners what that like.
It was more than just a vacation. It was an experience.
An experience.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, I had the opportunity to speak with me, introduce myself, and really get to know people that are ill, but not true.
I love it. And you know what? Being in the Bahamas, I know how it is to be in that environment. And when you're there on the international soil, it's just like something that you have to be seen. Something at home. And that's what it feels like. Well, I'm glad that you feel Facebook Live and also by this blog job. You know, I know you're tuning in because I'm asking you to be here. I also want to give you the number to call in on, and the number is always going to be there. We got the music going to play for the next few minutes, but the number is guest call in. You're a guest tonight. If you want to call in, it's 657-383-0437. Now, this show is about you. We want to hear what you're doing. A lot of people, they don't know that we're share a message with you, because I've walked through a journey, and I know you're walking through it. There's a lot of people out there that can bear witness to what I'm talking about. God woke me up about 3 nights ago, and he said, Michael, you're in the place right now, because anytime you're going through something and it's really raging against you, and you don't want to praise God, you don't want to speak the word, you don't want to lift your hands, that's the time that's critical for you to do it, because it's a sacrifice. He said, that's the time where you can command from the kingdom of heaven down to earth. He said, because you don't feel like doing it. He said, that's the time I'm closest to you. He said, Michael, I'm closest to you, and I'm sharing what God told me. He said, and that's before this blessing happened. He said, if you choose to lift your hands when you don't want to, if you choose to say, Lord, I surrender all, your will not my will be done. If you choose to go against the grain of your own opinion in your head, telling you not to praise God because you're tired. I'm sick and tired of being tired. If you're there, that's the place of blessing. That's the place where God wants to take you to another level in him. And he said, you can command the blessing in those times.
That's it.
But our emotions cheat us most of the time out of the blessing, because we won't give God the glory.
We talk
a good thing, don't we? We get in the church, we shout. And we say, yeah, I'm more than a conqueror. To him that loved me. And God said, okay, I got you.
But then he cut your wire off. What you going to do?
Oh, see? Exactly.
Like, oh, I'm together.
You know what I saw? In those times, I'm just bearing it all right here, if you don't mind. I didn't have no money. Mm-hmm. And God said, well, speak that thing, because you don't want to speak it right now. And tell me what you want. He said, the time that you don't want, and I really didn't want to tell him. I was like, I hear you. Shoot. You know, you get to those moments, you don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's the time that you can get the things it's like a birthing point, birthing things from the kingdom of heaven to the earth. And I'm going to show you in scripture right now. Everybody get the scripture and go with me for just a second.
Yeah, go with us for a second.
Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah, the 25th chapter. I'm going to show you something that you may not have heard before. I'm going to share something with you, because somebody's going through a moment and you don't want to trust God in it. You don't want to obey what the word says. You don't want to do right. Some of you want to curse somebody out that's been messing with you on your job. Why are you going through?
Uh-huh.
Are we hitting the nerve? I know I'm making light of it, but I'm trying to keep it fun. But this is real serious for somebody. You don't want to praise God. You know, I want to talk about the one that works. I got to ease my way into that because it's sensitive right now.
Yeah, yeah.
This person is messing with you. And they're on your, how to say that, last what?
Your last nerve.
Your last nerve.
Not your nerves.
Uh-huh.
Your nerves.
Your last nerves.
Yes, your nerves.
And you think that you just that one step away from saying something you shouldn't say? Or taking that, you know, handling it in the flesh.
Try me. One more time.
One more again.
We're going to see what happens.
I want to take you to the scripture. I hope you're bearing witness with me. Do we have anybody that green stuff that's coming on? I want you to know that God sent me to you today.
Yeah.
Because in the midst of a trial I just went through this week.
Okay.
I didn't feel like praising him. Mm. He said, Michael, you are at the preface. Which was, what's that word? Prefaces. Somebody type the word for me so I can see it. You're at the point, that pivotal point, where the blessing can be there or you can miss it. He said, I've ordained you to go through this, and you have it within you to do it, but you got to release it. Somebody's at that point right now, and I want to make sure I get you the scripture that God gave you.
Hey!
It's in Isaiah, the 25th chapter. If you can go there with me for just a moment, and hold your finger right there.
Uh-oh.
Y'all don't hear me.
What?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Made a way.
Good stuff, y'all. When I read this to you, I just want to make sure I got to the right one. That God was just encouraging me in the middle of the night. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning.
In the middle of the night.
I just want to get to the right one. Make sure. Everybody know what that one I'm giving you the hidden treasures of darkness. Somebody find that for me.
Mm.
I'm just typing it in. Hidden treasures of darkness. It's in Isaiah 45. I'm sorry. Let me go here. This is where you are right now, and the enemy doesn't want you to see it because it's hidden. He said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, and it says to Cyrus, but you can put your name in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a certification.
Uh-huh.
To Michael, mm-hmm. whose right hand I have holden,
mm-hmm.
to subdue nations before him,
mm-hmm.
and I will loose the loins of kings.
The loins of kings.
Loose the loins of, you know what the loins of kings is?
The loins.
That's his power.
Okay.
Your loins is where your power is.
Yay.
You ask somebody to play football, their loins is where they power, they position themselves.
Yes.
You got the loins of the position of kings, of mighty kings, that he said he's going to give to you. I'm going to share this with you.
Mm-hmm.
As I have to understand this, to open before him the two levied gates. Things have been closed off for you a long time. There's blessings that the devil tried to hide you from because they get you in your emotions and cheat you out of everything you have.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that again?
No, I'll say it. You already
I want you to say something to this. Just give me I'm gonna give you a minute to go.
Well, Michael,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you something.
I'm at that first verse.
Thus saith the Lord,
mm-hmm.
to his anointing,
mm-hmm.
to Cyrus,
yes.
whose right hand I have held.
I'm holding your hand at this right now.
To subdue nations before him.
This is what he can do.
And I will loose the lions of kings.
Loins, not lions.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Where can be lions again?
I'm getting old. I can't see.
We all need glasses.
The loins of kings.
Yes.
To open before him the two leafed gates.
The joy of the Lord is your strength, too.
And the gates shall not be shut.
So he said, at this moment, I've opened the gates for you.
Mm.
You don't feel like it's open.
Right at this moment.
The time that you don't feel like it's open, it's open. I'll let that sit in for a minute. The time that you really don't feel like that gate is open, is open. He said, the heaviest gates that the enemy set against you, he said, I'm going to tell you the time when it's open.
Hmm.
And he said also, can I preach?
Preach.
He said, I've loosed the loins, the power of kings, of governments. I mean, the IRS. I mean, I've loosed the loins of kings, their power places.
Hmm.
Let me go to the second verse. I will go before you. You didn't have to face it by yourself.
Mm-mm.
You don't know that I'm already trying to go before you, but I'm waiting for your word.
Hey.
I'm waiting for the manifestation of your prayer.
Hey.
I'm waiting for the manifestation of your sacrifice.
Hey.
He said, that's what's going to boost me. You remember when Stephen was getting stoned?
Mm.
What did he do? He stood up on his throne. And what he wants to do is stand up on his throne for you. But it's all in what you do in the moment when you don't feel like it. And I was like, God, you are hitting me between my face. Because most of the times when I'm going through, I don't feel like praising you. I love you. I really do love you. And I sing it in service. I lift my hands and tears coming down my face from the altar, whatever. But the time that I'm facing, Michael, who are you? That's who you really are. When you don't feel God, everybody want to feel God in the moment. He said the time that you don't feel me is when I'm the closest to you.
That's the truth.
Look at those eyes, everybody.
What you mean? Have I ever been there? Yes.
When you don't feel him.
When I don't feel him.
This is what, now, I, don't check this book. This is what he told me. When you don't feel me, she said, I'm right here. Just like this.
I'm breathing over you.
Mm-hmm. You better sing. Go ahead.
I'm giving you everything that you need. I'm healing you.
Yeah.
So you will be able to see.
Yeah.
That it's me. Y'all making it so they can
No, but that's good.
Me right here.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
So, yeah. We need to finish writing.
We need to finish writing that song.
Mm-hmm.
But he's that close to. He said, because you don't feel me, you think I'm not there.
That's it.
Because you don't feel the Holy Ghost feels. Because everybody want to feel something.
Mm-hmm.
God says, I want you to trust me, and do it anyway. Trust me and speak the word that's already in you, because you've sown the word into you. If you're walking with God every day, you're spending time with him. You've sown the word in you all day, all night, at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
When you're sobbing before God, when you have to get the tissue to wipe all the stuff away.
Yep.
He said, you've sown it into you. Now I want you to live it when you don't want to.
Well, you know
that's
what?
The sacrifice.
That becomes the point in my life when I believe and I start speaking that I am.
That's right. Yeah.
I am
this.
I am. That I am a strong queen. I am a woman of God. I am
his
daughter.
That's right.
He is covering me.
Right.
He has everything that I need.
Mm-hmm.
I am prosperous. I am who I am.
Yeah.
So that's when you turn to that. Bam,
mm-hmm.
I am.
That's
I don't care what y'all say, because I am.
You know what the beautiful thing about it as well, just like we just said, I am, you're putting yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you're telling your flesh where to get off.
That's it. And you got to activate him. Like someone had told me before, God knows what we're going through. He knows the situations. He knows everything that's going on around us before it actually happens. He knows it.
Yep.
He doesn't know that we want him to help us until we call him to the scene. We have to call him to the location
that's
in
it.
Order to assist us. We have to call him to the scene and say, hey,
what's up?
Sorry, Big Daddy, I need you.
Yeah.
I need you to help me pay my light bill. Mm-hmm. I need you to help me take care of these children. I need you to, you have to call him. 911 situation. You have to.
You know, one thing he told me, he said, Michael, when the enemy likes to come against him, when you got this bill, you got to pay, you got this. You know what I started saying?
Like
my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And anytime the devil brings that thought, even if I bring that thought up, my God shall supply. Because what did Jesus do when he went to the top of the mountain with the devil?
Mm.
The devil knew he was hungry? Mm-hmm. He said, you know.
He said, with everything that was up there.
What did he come back with? As it is written. See, sometimes we want to give our opinions to the devil. And the only thing that will make him fear is the name of Jesus and the word of God, because it's sharper than any two-edged sword. He says, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That means when you shoot it out, it's coming back, getting it, strengthening you.
That's it.
And the time that you need it the most is the time that you're going through when you don't feel like it. You shoot it out and you bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot it out and you bring it back. It cuts coming and going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, in those moments, I'm here to encourage somebody. Somebody needs this tonight. Somebody, and I want to say this, you're on the verge of giving completely up.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, you better not give up. I see all the things, all the times we spent together in the secret place. He said, I've got some stuff for you. I'm trying to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can I share this here? This is what got me. I will, let me read the second verse, then I get into that third verse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to put that before that.
Go ahead.
The second and third verse is, that's all we're going to need tonight. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And this is the third verse. Remember when Dad used to do this? Here's the thing about it. The third verse is the one that's going to bring you to your knees, because you're going to see what you have, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give thee the treasures of darkness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel it. The I don't feel like I got the treasures of darkness. I feel like busting somebody upside the head and saying, no, that's the moment that I'm about to give it to you if you don't do that. Don't hit the person at work. Don't cuss them out. Because when your flesh is activated the most is when God's saying, I'm about to use you to do something powerful.
That's the truth. That's
now, this is what he said. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know, and you just said this, that I am the Lord, which called thee by your name and am the God of Israel.
That's all you need.
That's what else do you need? If you're in that position right now, we're going to find some needed for you, first of all.
Yeah.
You're in that position right now, we want to encourage you, because this is where we're in a position right now that many people that's going to put this all over the place is going to get blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to share this with people that you know are going through. Even if this is next week, next month, next year, and you know somebody's going through, you know this show is here, take this show and share it to that friend. Put it in their messenger. Put it in your groups. Because sometimes all we need is a nudge.
That's it. We just need that seed to be dropped.
Drop that seed.
That's it.
Somebody show us some love right
when
now.
You drop the seed.
Drop the seed.
You drop the seed. It grows.
Yes, it does. And it will continue to grow.
That's
somebody
it.
Needs this. And I know you're signed on. Take it and share this feed to someone else, because we're called
share,
to minister to people tonight.
And share a life.
Because you don't get a chance to do this all the time, because you're going to be on the radio and we're, you know, trying to be more entertaining.
Yeah.
But this is a chance of ministry. Share this to somebody else. Share this in a group. Somebody needs this encouragement, because I want them to know, and you want them to know, that they got some hidden treasures out there they haven't tapped into. And the only reason they haven't tapped into it is because your emotions are in the way.
That's it.
Your emotions are blinding you.
You know what I was told? I spoke to my mentor this morning, and she basically said, we're going back to, you know, you speaking to someone, and they're dropping the seed, and they're helping you grow, and all this other good stuff, and they're trying to help you get out of what you're going through.
Yeah.
So you come to them and you talk to them and you say, okay, well, I'm going through this situation. I need to know what I need to do to get out of it. She said, Sharon, certification.
Yep.
You have a good word inside of you, but you have to watch your delivery. Because I get caught up in the emotion of what that person is going through, that it basically takes me to a whole nother level, because guess what? I'm a warrior. I will fight for you, okay?
Yes, yes.
I'll fight for you. That's just who I am. That's just me. So she said, you have words of encouragement. You have, you know, you get your thing directly from God.
Mm-hmm.
He talks to you. I know he talks to you, because
mm-hmm.
the things that you say to me,
mm-hmm.
you basically, you couldn't get them from anywhere else but him, because that is what I'm going through at that moment.
Right.
But she said, you have to watch your
say it.
Delivery.
Come on.
So. That fight for me, people.
But that's
because,
all of it sometimes, too.
But you know what I said came straight from the Lord. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Because, like, certain situations, I don't know every single aspect of what's going on.
Right.
But he will tell me certain things, and I'll just say, hey, Michael, if you needed something or you was looking for that pen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're gonna leave that right
there. Leave right there, okay.
You know that pen over there,
it's right?
Right
there.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you
right
know
there.
That pen over there, right?
I'm
not going to say, well, Michael, if you just lift up the... Yes, there you go, and you'll find... No, I'm...
Now she's messing with me.
I'm in the emotion of, that pen is over there. Go, just get the pen.
You don't know, this is the place where
I need
been.
To watch my delivery. That's all I'm saying.
No, your delivery is perfect on that, because I told God one night, I said, I want to know everything so I can, you know what to do. He said, I'm not going to give you everything because you'll mess it up.
Oh,
you'll step out in front of me, and the people that I have going, you know, following or leading and put them in the right direction and positioning, you'll get them out of position.
Say that again.
He said, you'll mess things up.
No, but say that again about position, leading the right direction, positioning. Yeah, you have to be, look, you have to be at the gas station on a certain day to reach the right person in order to do what you need to do in order to your ministry to another level.
That's
okay?
It. That's it.
You got to be at church at the same time somebody else. You got to give him time to fire somebody else from the job before you can get the job, okay? So you have to let him work.
Position.
Let him move.
What he tell
let him do what he do.
Certification, what he's telling us to do is right here, is just be in position. He said, I'm going to give you everything you need, the hidden treasures. He said, I can't tell you before where the hidden treasure is, because if you knew where it was, you'll get to it before you're supposed to get to it, and then it'll be out of line for you. You can't receive it. Somebody has to block it, or you'll get there at the wrong time.
Exactly.
It's a timing in God. Mm-hmm. It's a position in God that is just so perfect to a T, and he knows what it is.
That's
and it's not us. It's not we ourselves. We're his people. But he said, I'm not going to let you mess it up. That's why I'm going to give you a little bit of the time. Obey this, and then I'll tell you where to go. You know, like those movies, those spy movies, they're going to give them a little bit. Then they're looking at that little thing, and this is what you need to know. And when you get there, then you'll have some more information. We'll send you
some.
And this message right here is going to set this
drug. Boom! All up in your face. And then when you really mess it up, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You mess it up, and then sometimes you have to wait 3 or 4 years or 5, 10 years or 20 years for it to come back to you because you messed it up the first time. You can't mess it up the first time. Listen and learn. That's all you have to do. And I had to learn that the hard way. Because, you know, growing up as a only child in the household, I never knew that I had to wait on certain things because they were always given to me. So as I got older and I started, you know, raising my children and going through little situations, not knowing which way to turn or what was going to happen in my life, he stripped me of everything to make me sit down and wait for his direction. You got to listen and wait.
He said, I formed the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down ye heavens from above and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up. God can change any situation he wants. He created everything. He said, I even created the who's that, the one that does the iron, the blacksmith. I created the blacksmith. Who's going to create the weapon that's going to be formed against you? But it won't prosper if you move in me. Remember that song, when I move, you move, just like that?
Yeah.
He said, when I move, that's when you move.
That's Luke, right?
Yeah, that's it. When I move, you move, just like that. See, that's what we got to do. He's waiting for us to get in his presence every morning so we can get those times when he says, okay, now move. Remember they had to shout, they had to go around Jericho 7 times?
Yeah.
They had to mess that, messed that up.
Yeah.
When the walls are falling, when they had taken the city. We so microwave and we're so fast food centered, franchise centered that we don't know how to will God. Somebody just logged up and said, leave me alone. I didn't even listen no more.
Yep.
It's for you. Get back on.
You going to come back? You come back? Because we dropped that food, baby.
Yes,
you coming?
Right. God wants you to wait. Stop trying to get ahead of God.
That is it.
I'm not preaching to you. I'm really preaching to me.
Because
that's what you're telling me.
I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
Boom.
That's love.
Well, we're trying to give you some love.
That's love.
And trying to show you what God is positioning you for.
Mm-hmm.
And, his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's one of my favorite prayers to start the program. Our Father, which art in heaven. I got to remember where you are.
Hallowed be your name.
Mm-hmm. Thy kingdom, not mine.
Thy will be done.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On what?
As
it is in heaven.
In heaven.
Lord, give me this day my daily bread so I can calm my butt down.
You feel me? Hold on, let me go. Let me tell you something. If you're going through something at work, just go to the bathroom, close the stall, and just shut it down for about however long they'll let you be away from your desk.
Mm-hmm.
But shut it down about 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Lord, right now.
And when USA don't work,
right now, Lord,
that stall ministry will work.
It'll
calm you down into the position of God. I call it the realm of God. I got to get to God's realm. Because in my realm, I mess stuff up. In my realm, I just get out of sorts. And, you know, with me, when everybody that knows me, when my emotions get stirred, it's just like I need to shut up. I know I need to shut up.
Oh, Michael, you talking about me today?
When our emotions get stirred, we need to shut it down because you know what? We'll mess stuff up and we'll put like those spider webs. Remember those spider webs he talked about in the Bible? We'll mess stuff up. We can't even get to the blessing because we put the spider webs up.
That's it.
So what spider webs
you weave?
That's why they came up with that. What tangle web we weave? What web are you weaving right now? Did I say that right? What web are we weaving?
What web are you weaving right now?
Because your emotions are in the way.
Your emotions. Situation.
Whew.
Irritation.
When you use, I get so emotional, baby. Okay. Those emotions, well, you know, they'll take you to another realm that you don't want to be in. The kingdom of God.
It's a wonderful thing, and I can't wait to get there.
I can't either. And, you, and this is when we practice it. Will you be perfect? No. You're not going to be perfect.
Oh, we'll be perfect. Look here. Let me tell you something. It's for some reason, I don't know why we have this issue with Christian society.
Mm-hmm.
You feel as though everybody needs to be perfect. This person needs to act like this.
Right.
They need to talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
They need to dress like this. They need to smell like that.
Mm-hmm.
They need to live here. They need to work here. They need to do all type of things. But we have to understand the disciples, not one. They all had issues.
They sure did. They sure did.
Every last one of them had an issue.
Right.
What? They were led by their own divine power that God had gave them inside. So long as they went and did their job that he told them to do, that's all that matters. So stop playing things and placing blame on people about what they do, how they do, when they do, all that, what they do, as long as they do what God tells them to do.
You just said something that opened up a whole can of worms for me. You said issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman was coming to Jesus with what? An issue of
blood.
And they were sitting there. Now I'm talking about the one that was, let me back it up.
Which one?
The lady that was coming to him, they were trying to stone her because she had committed adultery.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one. When you said issue, she had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And she was having problems because they wanted to stone her. They wanted to accuse her in front of Jesus because they thought Jesus was going to tell her, okay, yeah, go ahead and stone her because she's out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Stone her, kill her.
Mm-hmm.
But he was down there writing. And they were trying to get his gold. They were trying to get Jesus' gold. Can I say that? G-O-A-D. They were trying to get
it.
And he down there writing, sorry. And I think he was writing, okay, this is your issue. This is your issue.
Exactly.
And this is your issue. And what did he say when he finally looked up? He took all that he could. But when he looked up, what did he say? Ye that are without sin, go ahead, cast the first stone. We need to get back to that place where we allow Jesus to share us. We're not perfect.
Exactly.
But we want everybody else to be perfect.
That's it.
Somebody mess up, we jump on. We beat them up with our mouths. We're the only church or company of people that's supposed to love God that kill our own wounds.
That's it. And you wonder why you have so many mental health issues going on in this world.
Yep.
Because everybody's trying to focus to be perfect. Because you want them to be a certain way, and that's not the way it goes.
That's right. That's right.
It doesn't work.
We're reading some of the stuff you're saying. You're right on point. Everything that you're saying is right on point. So keep on bringing those comments in.
Come on,
we as a church have got to get better. And it starts with us. He said that the righteousness begins. I've been dad bonded to say that righteousness begins at home.
Yeah, it does.
At the house of God.
It does.
Stop throwing mud on people. Stop slinging that manure all over people. When you go home and you look at your own sin. Look at the stuff that you do.
Let me tell y'all something. Google, shut up and pray for me. Because
you have to lifestyle.
Don't play with me. Don't play with my daddy. Don't do me. Please. Just pray. Because the devil's trying to kill and destroy me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to hear your negativity. Your prayers, your strength is all I need.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't break me down, 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 no more. Tell God to strengthen me, and give me more.
Yeah.
Great faith, peace, love, and charity. Pray for me. So y'all shut up.
And pray for me.
And pray for people.
Pray for people. One thing, if we do that more, I think there'd be a lot more breakthroughs in the church. We'll see miracles come back to the church.
That's it.
God looked at me like, for real? He looked at me like, you want to talk about, but what about you, when you go home, you just got.
A sin is a sin is a sin is a sin.
Mm-hmm. Period. I had somebody say, I'm not going to be able to watch how I say it. Somebody said, I don't see it. And they were a prominent member of the church. I was like, you going to say that? That you don't see, and you just lied right there. That's what you mean.
What you mean you don't see?
Whoo, it's a bunch of same causes. Somebody dancing right now. Come on.
I mean, it just.
We've got to get to the place I love you, the scripture tells us that if somebody's overtaken in a fault, you'll be the first one to restore.
Mm-hmm.
First in your mind. Because you don't know where that person is. You don't know where their heart is. They could have already repented, and you get slinging your stuff. And God's like, what are you talking about? Where's the camera at? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I see the blood.
And that's another camera over there.
What are you talking about?
And then get that camera over there.
What are you talking about? It's like, you like this. I don't even know. Because the blood is sterile.
That's it.
It will never lose its power.
Never.
It's powerful.
Powerful.
Woo!
Divine.
Mm.
Pure.
You know that song?
Yes.
It reaches to the highest mountain. What else to do?
And it flows
to the lowest valley.
Oh, yeah.
The blood. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. And that's what it does.
That's it.
And sometimes we need to learn how to lean on Him. When you want to, like I said, most of the time when we want to act up in the flesh, that's the time that God's closest to us. Even when you want to start condemning somebody, God said, I got a blessing for you, but don't go in that direction because you're going to miss out on what I have for you trying to get your mouth on somebody else.
Wait a minute.
Tell God.
Tell me.
Get off of Facebook.
What happened to Michael? What Michael doing?
Exactly.
I knew he wasn't no good.
He ain't no good. TV, trying to do TV. What do you know about TV? What do you know about doing a radio? Talking to people, and I know this is going to go out a little bit even virally, but I just want to leave something with everybody today. We've been on, it's about 7:40 right now.
Listen and learn what he's trying to get you to do. You have to stop listening. Every situation that we go through, we learn from it. So why we keep going back to the same situation if you still haven't learned from the last time? So guess what? If you stop, if you're not learning, he's going to keep taking you through it. And it dropped in my spirit earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about Job.
Yep.
And basically, I was telling a friend who was a pastor, I'm like, man, I'm tired. It's like every time I turn around, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, mm-hmm. I'm going through this, I'm going through this. Guess what he said?
Okay.
He said, it's not your fault you're being considered. Ooh.
I take that. That's me. Have you considered my servant Job?
Some of us are being considered.
Mm.
We're being considered.
Mm.
So since you're being considered, you need to go and study the book of Job. Study his life. Study everything that he went through. And know that God does certain things for a reason, because he wants to know, are you really ready to go to the next level? We want $1 million bank account.
That's right.
But he can't even trust us to pay our tithes. Now, come on, let's walk with it. You want this and you want that, but he can't trust
they
you.
They done love it up quick.
You
long back on. Long back on.
You can't trust nobody. You want this, you want that. He's telling you like he just told you to tell somebody your word. Mm-hmm. Some people won't even tell nobody your word. And here they already know that he's talking to them.
Wow.
So like he said, stop. 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 I'm looking at all the cameras. Stop. Seriously. Because when you get to that point, and it's not just even for you, it's for the generations that's coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't mess up your whole family because you're worried about yourself.
Ooh.
Now I'm gonna shut up.
Faith.
Now how was that delivery? Was that,
that was okay for me.
I needed a mic and a
you got
a prayer cloth.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you don't see it yet. That's why it's hard to have faith for it. And that you say, how can someone believe without
Jesus?
No, the scripture that says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
The word.
You're going to have to hear the word. Some of you get, here's the word that God gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you gotten out of the word.
Oh.
Because your emotions are too tight.
Oh.
Your emotions are too hyped. You've been driven by your emotions, so you've gotten out of the word, and you got into your opinions, and now you're falling off from God.
Mm.
And let that sit there for a second. You're falling away from God. You're going through the motions, though. You're going to church. You're in the choir. Some of you, you're in the usher. This is going to be a hard one. Worship leader.
Pastors.
I was about to say that.
Deacons.
Yeah.
Evangelists.
Away from God.
Prophet liars.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
You're away from God. Because you allow the enemy to get into your emotions. And God keep bringing this emotional thing back up. Your emotions is eroding your faith. Your emotions is eroding the fiber of what God has instilled within you. And you... God is like God wants to do some spiritual surgery. He's a great physician. And he's doing that surgery tonight. To some of you, he's reaching down on the inside of your heart, requiring something of you.
Yeah. You're
going back to that same song.
Yeah.
He said, I require something of you. And you know what it is. And the reason why you've been running.
Why are you running? You've been running.
Some of you in Nineveh.
Running.
The spiritual Nineveh. And you're running
for
away
a long time.
That's right.
Time is winding up.
Woo.
You better make up your mind.
Get
late in the evening. Hey, sun is going down. You better get right. Where you may be found.
Right,
I want to know where do you stand.
Who's on the left side?
Hey, y'all better stop playing.
Where do you stand? Oh,
who's on the left side? I'm
somebody needs it. Because that's exactly what God is asking. Where you at? Whose report are you believing right now?
Oh, that's it.
Whose report are you believing?
That's it.
God is calling millions of people out there. I don't know how this is going to get out to you, but God is calling millions back to their knees and back to your prayer closet and back to your faith in him. God is saying your faith moves mountains years for years, and you stopped.
Wow.
You stopped coming to him. He said, come boldly. You don't even know what boldly is. You're too feeble to come before God because you've been away for long enough. He said, all you got to do is think on it.
That's it.
It's like a red-handed son running back to you.
running back to you. That's commission.
Yeah.
I see you standing there for me. Mom's a broken wife. And
back to
I don't have to cry no more. You're I just don't stop singing the song.
Because I forgot the words.
Anyway,
at the same time you forgot the words.
No,
you know
I
how that is?
I'm waiting
you're singing
on
the song and you both forget
I'm
the words.
I'm just trying to see what key he was in.
Why
are you
playing,
y'all?
No, because she forgot the words and I forgot the words. And then she tried to say, okay, why did you start off, you know, in the harmony, right?
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
We're back to serious.
No, for real.
We got 12 minutes
to
bring them in.
Okay, bring them in, Mike.
Some of you right there right now, you know the words for you. And the thing that you have to do is take action to what you've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't take action, you're going to find yourself in that place where you turn completely as a, what he says, as a, the word of God says, you know, when his word is sitting dormant,
mm-hmm.
it's a form of godliness denying the power thereof. And some of you pray for people. Let me leave that right there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you in ministry, and you pray for people, you're over people, and you have lost your savor. You've lost your power.
Yeah.
And God said, I need you hot, because, and not cold. He said, not even lukewarm, but I'll spit you out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you have been spit out. Let the set right there.
You might leave it right there.
And some of you on that thing, you on that lukewarm thing, you hot some Sundays, then you cold. Okay, I get. Lord, how do you want me to say this? Should I say it? He said, you know you're living in sin, but you go back to the church and you shout like nothing's wrong. You live in that fenced life.
Yes.
And God says, I require you now. And some of you, and I don't know who this is, death is somewhere because you play too much.
Mm-hmm.
And he's told you too many times. And you know, God's grace is one of them. Well, yeah, he's through that fire. Well, if God is saying this to that particular person, then you be quiet. Just move out of the way. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the one that God said, okay, I need and require of you to get things in order now. Because God has to. God wants to use you to do something specific, and you're not in position.
Mm-hmm.
He has gifts in you that he's put in you since day one. God told me the same thing. I got gifts in you since day one, and you're not operating. I know you're going to lose some people. We'll get you back. Come back and listen later.
Okay.
Come back and listen later. You've got gifts he put into you. He's put some tablets. You remember that Lucifer had tablets. He had instruments coming out.
Yay!
Beautiful worship. And there's some gifts out there that's just a worshipful gift, and you're allowing the enemy just to take it and beat it up.
Yes, God.
It's like taking a trumpet and just banging against the wall. That's your gift. You just say, oh, well, banging your gifts against the wall.
Like you don't even care.
Mm-mm.
But when he takes the breath away
from you. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Okay, God. No, pray for me. Someone had an incredible gift. Everybody know who it is. Just think of it. Anybody, I'm not going to say the name. And they took that gift, and it's like banging against the wall, and it didn't work anymore. No matter how they tried to blow that trumpet,
mm-hmm.
blow that horn, it was never the same.
Mm-hmm.
God said, don't be caught in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hour is at hand. Not for everybody that's listening. I'm not talking to everybody, but you know who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
The gift is there. All right? I hope those few lines find you well, because, you know, that's what Dad Barnes would say. One thing I love about Dad, he would just shoot it straight to you, and sometimes you'd be laughing, and you just get hit.
No, you know you got his
PC.
What pastor say? Oh, you think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
On the way home, you're thinking
about it. So some of you that just logged off, just log back on because you're thinking about it. God is using this program tonight to get some people in order because there's a great movement of God happening,
yep.
and you're a part of it. Now, we said all that. We didn't mean to destroy your faith. We need to build your faith up. So let me tell you, God is waiting on you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Get in his presence and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And that's it.
That's it.
Think on it. Lord, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I praise you. There's none like you. Remember how you get in the presence of God and all of a sudden the words are not even enough. And then the tears begin to flow. And God comes in like a flood and destroys all the works of the evil one.
That's it.
For this purpose was the Son of God manifest
mm-hmm.
to destroy the works of the evil one. He'll do it in an instant.
In an instant, instantaneously.
Yeah, no matter what you've done.
You may not feel like it's instantaneous,
yeah.
but he begins to work mm-hmm. instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Got to call him to the scene, 911.
And we take you back to the top of when we first started. He loves you so much. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're going to do right now.
That's it.
Get into his presence this in the morning. I call the God hour between, some people say it's between 3 and 6. I say the God hour is when you get away with God.
That's it.
Because maybe you at work at 3, 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, get some people who work the graveyard shift.
Mm-hmm.
But get away with him. Spend some time with him. And ask him to forgive you. And he will come in like a flood and
mm-hmm.
show you, okay, now get back on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Get back up again. That's commission too. Get back up and just start riding. You don't have to carry a pack of some people. Yep. Get back up again.
No, that's not even clerking.
There were two songs. We think about two different songs.
Oh, okay,
I'm old. I'm older than you.
Well,
don't ask us how old we are. Some of you know, but you better not say anything. Don't write anything in there. Huh?
I need my mind back again.
Say it one more time.
I need to get my mind back again, y'all. I don't have time to be playing with Michael.
Okay, anybody want to say something on the air? We want you to call in. If you're listening in, let me give you the number. If you want to call in and say something, we're going to allow you to do that.
Yeah.
Call in at 657-383-0437. Sometimes the saints are scared to call in, but we're going to say the name. But they're coming all day. They'll preach on that thing.
They preach.
But I want somebody to dare to call in and just share what if this meant something to you, or if you got something to add to this. We want to allow you that time to get on the air and say something. Do you want to? You got about, let me give you 15 seconds just to call in.
Will there be one? This is your altar call. So, this is your altar call. Sorry.
Yes, this is your altar. This is the time.
Anybody? Yes.
Will you come?
Will there be one?
Will you come? Amen. I love having fun.
Yes.
But, you know, we've gotten serious, real serious, because when we know God's saying something to us, we got to say it. We got to do it. But this is the time that, you know, this is the time to get some stuff right between you and God. You made all right, Lord. Somebody made a New Year's resolution to go back to the church, and you haven't been back since day one. I just want to say that.
I'm thinking.
God. You feel the harmony.
time. Can I do the melody?
God be with you.
And I just do the harmony again.
Until we meet again.
The last one.
I'm not singing with you.
But why do I have to do the harmony on that?
You're the man. You got to lead me, man.
Okay, I got you. She just gave another word. Men lead. Men take your position.
That's what you need to talk about next week. Men leading. Don't wait for the woman to lead. You lead. That's your job, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just gonna say this as a woman. If you ain't following the right one, I'm not following behind you anyway. Okay. Don't do me.
She's still feeling that anointing, don't know it. God got me about leading.
You know what?
Samaria.
You know what? This is what I need to do. Mm-hmm. I just need to be a hood preacher.
Yeah.
So they feel me and they understand me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks start being like, yeah, you said that like that. I can't believe you said that. Like, I can't believe you said that to me.
That hurt my feelings.
Who was you talking to last night to know what I was talking about? You know, come on now. Hey. Don't get in your feelings. Get out your emotions.
Get out your emotions.
What the Lord is trying to say to you, and stop letting the devil use you.
Stop letting your emotions take you over like that song. Don't let the emotions take you.
Yeah.
Because they'll lead you somewhere you don't want to go.
Yeah. Hold on, direction.
All right. It is, we got about 30 seconds.
30
left
seconds.
We're about to log off in just a second.
We're logging off.
And I just want to say thank you, everybody, to listen.
Yeah.
Could you share this? Sharon Nicholas page, Michael Johnson page, share this out because we want this to go out to so many people. Not because we want to be known, we just want God's word to get out to touch people because there's a move of God happening.
Something.
And it's about to
happen. As long as your feet don't
stay. I think it's just my lip.
As long as your feet don't
stay. Okay. Hope these three lines find you well. We'll talk to you later. We're logging off.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. I love every single last one of you. You are my family. You are my friends. Sicklings, I am praying for
you. I can't even
hit
the button because she's going
on. I'm sorry. I'm praying for my cousin right now.
It is? Okay.
He lost his grandfather. He laid him to rest this morning. He asked me to pray for him.
Okay.
And I'm praying for you. I love you, Nicholas. So I will be calling you here shortly. So we can have a deep, detailed conversation. Okay? So.
Remember what we talked about today?
Yes.
Yeah, all the things that God revealed to us. Us. Because it hit us too.
We're
just not here to hit you. It hit us. All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Hope you feel love, found you well, and found you doing the will of God. Bye. Peace.